This is Wazza FM with the latest news.
Tout de suite, the news in English avec Gaurish Naiko. Gaurish, good evening.
Good evening to you, Arshani. Good evening, everybody. Warm welcome to all of you to this news. We start the news with environment. The Minister Kavi Ramanu has stressed the paramount importance of making the fight against climate change a top priority on the government's agenda. He was speaking at the launch of the Mu NDC Register, an online platform as part of the Nationally Appropriate Mitigation Actions Project in Port Louis yesterday. The project is part of a low-carbon island development strategy, signifying Mauritius' commitment to sustainable development and innovative environmental strategies. The Minister of Environment also underlined the government's ambition to increase the share of renewable energies to 60% by 2030 and to phase out coal by the same year. In the other news, William Sanasi appeared in Pamplemousses District Court today, arrested at La Ferme in Rodrigues Island last weekend following the discovery of human bones in the courtyard of his residence on Saturday. He is suspected of the murder of Donovan Jess Clovis, a resident of Grande Pointe-au-Piment. Repatriated under heavy police escort early yesterday morning, he was taken at the line barracks for questioning. The investigation is ongoing. Some news in connection with the health sector now. The Jawaharlal Nehru Hospital in Rosebel will soon have a kidney transplant unit. The project, which is a major first for the country, was launched yesterday. Works began last April and should be completed by next year. At a cost of 440 million rupees, the project is partly financed by the Indian government. The new building will become a center of excellence not only for the country, but also for the Indian Ocean region. According to the Minister of Health, Kailesh Jagatpal, the unit will meet international standards and feature state-of-the-art equipment for complex procedures. While the news now, the Irish capital saw outbreaks of disorder on last night as rioters smashed the storefronts, set fire to vehicles and clashed with the police. Unrest broke out in the city centre following a knife attack earlier on the day, which left 4 people injured. Misinformation and far-right hooligan groups were to blame for the violence, according to the police. Let's have a look on the weather forecast.
Wazza FM. Weather.
Clouds coming from the southeast will influence the local weather during the night. Partly cloudy tonight and tomorrow morning, becoming cloudy at times to the east and over the central plateau with few showers. Mainly fair weather tomorrow afternoon and sunrise tomorrow morning at 20 past 5. That's all for the news updates for now. I thank you for your attention.